Being a great verifier starts with great planning and communication. First up, you need to discuss the verification with your trainee. Make sure you both understand which skills they'll need to demonstrate and that they're confident they can perform these to the right standard. Be sure to schedule when the verification will take place in advance so that your trainee has enough time to prepare. Make sure you know how many times and for how long you need to observe your trainee. Usually, this differs for every verification, so we recommend you read the instructions for the verifier in the assessment carefully. Verification works best when it happens naturally and as part of the trainee's normal workplace duties. So remember to stay close enough to the trainee to be able to observe them, but avoid standing over them. It can make them feel nervous and they may be more likely to make a mistake. When you've finished the observation, you may want to ask your trainee some questions to clarify their understanding of tasks and standards. Remember to write down any questions you ask, along with your trainee's answers, in the comments box. It's at the end of the verification checklist. It's your trainee's responsibility to gather any supporting documents needed for the assessor, but as a verifier, you may be asked to sign those documents to verify that they are from your workplace. It's really important to give your trainee verbal feedback on how the verification went and write a comment in the box provided at the end of the checklist. A verifier's comment helps the assessor judge whether or not the trainee is competent. If you're satisfied your trainee has demonstrated all the knowledge and skills included in the verification, simply double-check that you've ticked all the right boxes, sign and date the checklist, and give it back to your trainee to hand in to their assessor. If your trainee didn't meet all the requirements, make sure you let them know the specific skills that they need to brush up on. It's possible that they may even need a bit more training and guidance before they're ready to be verified again. Remember, a problem shared is a problem halved. Your Service IQ training advisor is here to help you do a great job with your trainees. So please be sure to stay in touch and give them a call with any questions.